grace and peace to you, brothers and sisters, CBC family.
让神的恩惠慈爱同我们 CBC 的会友同在。
I have never been in a Cantonese speaking Christian worship service.
我从来都没有在一个讲广东话的基督教聚会里面去讲道。
Now the first song that we sang, Great is Thy Faithfulness, I can understand that.
我们讲到我们的信实，讲到慈爱，其实我是听得到的。
The rest of the 3-4 songs, I have no idea, but I could tell there was a lot of love and heart, and that's all the characters that I knew.
除了你的信实广大之外，其他歌我都是完全明白，但听到当中有爱在里面。
We will be on Philippians chapter 4, and the title of today's, of this message from God's word is Be United, Be Joyful, and Be in Prayer.
我们今天所讲到的经文是源自在腓立比书的四章，今天讲到的题目是要同心，要喜乐，还有要祈祷。
This is our third Sunday at this church, and we have witnessed God uniting and bringing joy and bringing power to the ministries of CBC.
我们虽然只不过在这个教会第三个星期，但我们看到神的力量，神的同心去怎样带领神的事工在这间教会里面。
When the hurricane Harvey came,
当这个飓风 Harvey 来到我们的城市的时候，
that was about the time when I was supposed to start serving as an intern at the church.
我那个时候是刚刚开始要在这个教会开始实习的时候。
And on September 1st, on Friday, when I first came into the church office, I immediately saw how God was bringing unity to the body.
我们9月1号，当我第一次进入这个教会的时候，我们就是看到神怎样将这个合一放在我们的教会里面。
So with Karina as an intern, our brother Larry and Pauline, we got together and we started working on how we can serve and help our fellow brothers and sisters.
同埋 Karina 同埋几个嘅实习生，我哋系点样去学习，点样去帮助呢啲受灾嘅人。
I'm very thankful that God has been teaching me and impressing on me the power of the good news of His Son Jesus.
我哋都好感谢系能够系藉住主耶稣基督嘅福音，点样系烙印喺我嘅心入面。
Now the main passage that we will be studying today, the main idea of this word is this.
我哋今次所讲嘅中，即系呢个经文嘅中心思想系
that in any situation, whether in our personal life or in our church life, when disagreements happen, God calls us to a discipline.
我哋喺无论喺我哋嘅家庭生活入面，又或者喺我哋教会嘅生活入面，当我哋遇到系有争执，又或者有唔顺嘅时候，我哋点样去学习去操练
？And that discipline consists of focusing on the unity in the gospel message that is found in His Word.
我哋几个嘅操练系要系专注喺逐系藉住呢个嘅福音带俾我哋嘅即呢个嘅合一里面。
Coupled with joy and a prayerful attitude.
再加上呢个嘅喜乐同埋一个祈祷嘅心。
And that will lead us as believers that our minds and our hearts are guarded by Christ Jesus our Lord.
令到我哋嘅信徒系喺主耶稣基督里面能够保守我哋嘅心怀意念。
The book of Philippians paints a picture of how this first European young church stood together in the gospel ministry.
喺呢个嘅腓立比书第四章里面，我哋讲到呢个欧洲其中一个最即系比较新嘅一个教会，点样系喺主里面系藉住基督嚟到同心。
And as we can see in verse 1 and 2, Apostle Paul is writing to brothers and sisters, and he calls them my dearly loved brothers.
我们看到在第一节、第二节，保罗是写信给他们的弟兄姊妹，他这样说，他形容是我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄们。
And Paul is writing from his second imprisonment in Rome.
我们是讲到保罗是他第二次在罗马落监狱的时候所写的书信来的。
And he had this special bond and connection with the believers in Philippi because he planted that church on his second missionary journey.
一个因为这个教会是保罗在他第二次的布道旅程的时候建立，所以是有很深的关系。
So he writes to them and says, You, the Philippians, you are my joy and my crown, verse 1. And then he calls them to stand firm in the Lord.
所以在这个时候，保罗就写给在腓立比的弟兄姊妹说， 你们就是我的喜乐，是我的冠冕。我所亲爱的弟兄，你们应当要靠主站立得稳。
So in these passages, in these verses that we'll look at, the way a church stays united and joyful and in prayer is when we govern our actions and when we guard our attitudes.
当我们可以在主里面去同心的时候，我们的行为，我们的思想就可以保守我们所谓的心怀意念。
So again, he, in verse 2, look with me in your Bibles, he says, I urge Yode and I urge Syntyche to agree in the Lord.
我们在第二节这样说，我劝有亚爹和秦都基要在主里同心。
So something happened in this young church between these two sisters, Yode and Syntyche, and these two names appear only in this passage in the whole New Testament.
在所有的新约里面，我们只是见到有亚爹和秦都基，只不过是出现过一次。我们都可以在里面能够看到在这个年轻教会里面所发生的事情。
Then in verse 3 he says, I also ask you, true partner, probably he's referring to other Christians.
我们在这里也讲到，我也求你这真实和服一亚的，即是形容其他是信主的弟兄姊妹。
To help these women who were contended for the gospel at my side, and then he names along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life.
他继续讲就说要帮助这这个女人，因为他们在福音上曾与我同劳苦，他都提到格利面。
So we don't know the background between Yode and Syntyche, but something happened between these two ladies, and that brought disunity and some conflict within the church at Philippi.
虽然我们不知道有亚爹和秦都基里面发生了什么事，但他们当中真的发生了一些事情，令到他们不能够很和谐，也都影响到当时的教会。
And Paul, knowing that these two ladies were influential in their church, he calls them to unity, and the unity must start as they govern their actions.
我们在那个时候都知道有亚爹和秦都基这两个女士其实在教会是有些影响力的，所以他们希望能够两个能够在福音里面能够同心。
So first he calls them to stand firm in verse 1.
我们首先第一点所讲的是要他们是要站立得稳。
What does it mean that we stand firm? It means that we stand firm on the good news of the message of Jesus Christ that is spelled up in this book.
什么叫做站立得稳呢？就是要在这个福音上面的合一到站立得稳。
Also, Apostle Paul, as he writes to Corinthians, if you flip backwards, in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13,
我们讲到是哥林多前书的第十六章。
Paul says, be alert, stand firm in the faith, be brave and strong. You can paraphrase, be alert, stand firm in the faith, be brave. And be strong.
我们要警醒，我们要在真道上面要站立得稳，亦都要勇敢，亦都系要强壮。
And then in verse 14, 1 Corinthians 16, 14, Paul says, your every action must be done with love.
你嘅言行举止亦都系需要有爱嚟到去实行。
So he reminds these not only two sisters, but the whole church, that brothers and sisters, in the midst of your disagreements, stand firm.
我们不单止要在是要他们那两个姊妹要去回想，也都是要整个教会去回想这个合一。
And then in the second verse, he says, I urge, or also, he's urging them twice, urging them, begging them, so that they can be united in the spirit of love again.
他在这个经文里面是两次是很用心的，是去恳求他们是要去同心。
To agree in the Lord. How does it look like to agree in the Lord?
要在主里面同心是怎样的意思呢？
A church of this size, 550 plus people, coming from many different countries, and backgrounds and subcultures, how do we agree in the Lord?
我们好像我们教会有超过550人，来自不同国家、不同文化，那究竟我们怎样才可以在主里面能够同心呢？
In this room, there is about 70, 60 of us. We all have different opinions on certain issues, especially when it comes to church ministry. How do we agree in the Lord?
我们当中坐了大概60到70个人，或者是更多的人。当我们有不同的意见，又或者在我们对神的事工有不同的意见的时候，我们怎样同心呢？
Personally, I do not know how to bring 10 or 15 different opinions into one. I do not know how.
個人嚟講，我只不過連十到十五個唔同有意見嘅人點樣喺埋一齊，我都唔知點樣做。
I do not think any pastor, no matter how many years of experience you have, knows how to bring all these divergent opinions into one.
就算係好有經驗嘅牧師，好多時候都唔知道應該係點將唔同嘅意見能夠聚合埋喺一齊。
But we know what can unite us. But we know.What, there's only one thing that can unite us.
我哋知道只係有一樣嘢可以去聯合我哋嘅。
And that is in Christ Jesus.
呢個就係我哋喺主耶穌基督裡面，我哋可以合一。
That is the heart of the gospel message.
呢個就係呢個嘅福音所要提及嘅事情。
And notice that as he is challenging them to agree in the common basis, which is based in the Word of God, he reminds them that your names are written in the book of life.
他去挑戰那裡的弟兄姊妹，因為他們的名字已經在生命冊的上面。
In other words, as we have these meetings or gatherings, and when it comes to being of one mind and one direction,
當我們有不同的聚會，當我們怎樣在這個會眾裡面有同一個心智的時候，
we must remember that we are sons and daughters of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我們大家要回想我們是神裡面的兒女。
We must remember that our names, whether it's Oleg or Raymond,Our names have been written in the Lamb's book of life. We have been saved and forgiven by the blood of Jesus.
無論你係邊個，無論係牧師，又或者係 Raymond， 又或者係在座嘅弟兄姊妹，你哋嘅生命都係生命冊上面，因為我哋藉住主耶穌基督嘅寶血係被拯救。
When non-theological disagreements happen, we must always come back to the good news of Jesus Christ.
無論我哋喺神學上面有一啲嘅唔合一嘅地方，我哋一定要去到翻神嘅呢個福音上面。
And in this case, they did not have like a heretical kind of disagreements, some kind of relationship problems between these two ladies.
呢度我哋講到其實嗰時嘅教會係冇一個好重大嘅分歧，只不過喺呢個嘅關係上面有分歧。
Also, Paul writing to believers in Rome, in Romans chapter 14, 4, Paul challenges them how to agree in the Lord.
在罗马书第十四章第四节，保罗怎么去挑战当时的信徒？
Romans 14, 4. Again, oftentimes disagreements happen when we criticize one another.
当我们怎么去抨击对方的时候？
And then,Paul writes, Who are you to criticize another's household slave?
你究竟是邊個有呢個嘅能力去呢個去 criticize 或者係去爭論其他人嘅奴仆呢？
Before his own Lord, he stands or falls, speaking of the person that you're criticizing.
喺佢自己嘅主人面前，佢站立喺面前。
And stand he will.
佢要喺佢面前站立。
For the Lord is able to make him stand.
係因為主要佢站立喺佢面前。
Thank you, brother. Very good translation.Brothers and sisters,
各位弟兄姊妹,
before we can throw a word of condemnation or criticism to a fellow brother or sister,
又或者我哋对弟兄姊妹去呢个嘅去争论，又或者系去大家唔合一嘅时候
，let us remember these things.
让大家可以去谂翻起回想
that we're all bearers.Of God's image, we are His image bearers.
我哋係擁有神本身自己嘅形象。
We must respect a person's humanity and dignity.
我哋要去尊重對方嘅人性同埋個性。
And then we must realize that our names are written in the book of life. We are fellow believers, disciples in the Lord Jesus Christ.
大家要緊記，大家嘅名字都係生命冊上面，大家都係屬神嘅人。
And then we agree in the Lord, as Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 teaches us.
又好似腓立比書二章三節，我哋咁樣講點樣去合一。
Just look in chapter 2 of the same book, Philippians.
我哋睇腓立比書嘅第二章。
Paul is saying, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, Philippians chapter 4 verse 1.Actually, Philippians chapter 4, verse 1 and through 4.
在这个的第二章第 What's the verse?
Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 through 4.
在第一章第四节这样说，所以在基督里有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰， 聖靈有什麼交通，心中有什麼慈悲憐憫，你們要意念相同，愛心相同，有一樣的心思，有一樣的意念，使我的喜樂可以滿足。
Fulfill my joy by thinking the same way, having the same love, sharing the same feeling, focusing on one goal.
让我们在这个时候是要看到是爱心有什么的安慰，里面有什么的劝勉，圣灵有什么的沟通。
Verse 3, do nothing out of rivalry or conceit, but in humility, consider others as more important than yourselves.
在第三节这样说，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要全心谦卑。
And then in verses 5 through 11, Paul reminded Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, Paul reminded Philippians of the attitude that God's own begotten Son exhibited when he was on earth.
之后在第五节向下看，就是这个保罗是怎样提醒腓立比的教会，我们是要有神的形象，怎样以基督的心为心。
So brothers and sisters, again, to be united,Paul reminded them to govern their actions by standing firm and by agreeing in the Lord, but also by rejoicing in the Lord.
我们讲到怎样在我们在神的福音上面站立得稳，怎样在神的面前同心，我们都要讲到怎样在神的面前我们都是有喜乐。
And let's continue with verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it, rejoice.
我们讲到的第四节的话，我们要喜乐。我再说你们要喜乐。
And then the last word in verse 4, also word rejoice. Twice rejoice in one verse.
这里在第一节里面讲过两次，两次都是讲要喜乐。
Why?
为什么呢？
How can you rejoice when there's, you know, your relationship with a fellow church brother or sister is not...harmonious. How do you rejoice?
如果你同弟兄姊妹嘅关系唔和谐嘅时候，你点样有喜乐呢？
The word rejoice is the word kairo from Greek. It means to enjoy a state of gladness, happiness, and well-being.
呢个嘅喜乐其实喺希腊文系讲 kairo， 其实系要去享受当中所带俾我哋嘅喜乐同埋快乐。
The reason for rejoicing that Paul is encouraging these believers is that Jesus is coming again.
我们讲到我们的原因，为什么我们的喜乐，是因为主耶稣基督是会再回来的。
Brothers and sisters, for example, during this Harvey relief,
我们这个讲到这个飓风 Harvey 的震灾行
动， 20 plus families were affected by this.
多过50个的家庭是受到影响。
Some of you are here or friends of yours or some of the church members.
又或者在座在这里有弟兄姊妹或者你是认识的人在当中。
Now the Bible does not say that you rejoice of what happened, but the biblical is rejoice in the Lord.
我们没有说要在当中所发生的事情喜乐，但我们要在主里面我们要有喜乐。
Now it's sad. It's devastating to those families that lost a lot of things.
其实是很可悲的，我们见到很多弟兄姊妹都丧失了他们的一切。
The stress and the emotion that brings to your family.
他们的压力，他们是当中所承受的压力和影响。
So how do believers in these situations rejoice in the Lord?
咁究竟我哋嘅信徒點樣喺呢啲嘅情況之下仍然有喜樂咧
？How did Paul rejoice when he was in the prison for preaching the gospel？
保罗點樣係因為福音嘅緣故而去坐牢？點解佢仍然有喜樂咧
？It's because he had this one goal in mind。
因為佢嘅心裡面係有一個嘅目標。
That the Lord Jesus was near him。
我们知道主耶稣基督是非常接近他。
The last part of verse 5, he reminds them in the midst of this disunity, let your graciousness be known to everyone, the Lord is near.
因为保罗在第五节讲到，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
Knowing that Jesus, the Lord, is in control brings us this stateof comfort, and thus we can still rejoice in Him.
因为知道神在当中掌管一切，所以可以给到我们有安稳，有这个平安。
And he also reminds them as they govern their actions, these two ladies or the people that were disagreeing, he told them, let your gentleness be known to everyone.
他也希望这两个女士能够看到当中他们那个谦让的心。
How does it happen? How can you be gentle? How, it's the same word as being meek, humble. How do you stay humble and gentle in the midst of disunity?
当你有不合一的时候，你怎样当中能够彰显了这个谦让的心呢？
The Bible in many passages encourages to think of ways to encourage one another to outbursts of love and good deeds.
聖經是用了不同的一些的例子去怎样去鼓励弟兄姊妹，怎样在主里面仍然有同心。
Graciousness is expected of every one of us, brothers and sisters.
这个谦让的心能够影响到我们弟兄姊妹，
especially Christian leaders.
尤其我们在基督教的社群里面。
To help us be gentle with people that oftentimes we disagree with, it's based on the nearness and the presence of Jesus.
我们怎样是同其他的弟兄姊妹仍然有一个的温柔谦让的心，是因为主耶稣基督在我们同在的缘故。
Now I know that humanly speaking, sometimes we want to, take things under control.
很多时候我们的人性是想能够控制一切。
When we're dealing with fellow people and there's disagreement,
当我们是处理人事又或者是有很多争执的时候，
we want to make our point across, we want to be right, we want to control the situation.
很多时候都是希望人家能够听到我们的声音，能够控制整个场面。
But we all know that that's not always the case.
但很多时候，有时候我们是不能够做到的。
And the only thing from God's word that we can see that will give us comfort is knowing that Jesus is right next to me everywhere I go, wherever I stand, with whoever I'm talking to.
无论是我们是做些什么事情，我们唯一可以依靠的是因为主耶稣基督在我们附近。
And always remembering this from chapter 1 verse 6.
我们很多时候是要去谨记在这个腓立比书第一章第六节这样讲。
In the beginning of this letter, Paul reminded Philippians, I'm sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
在第六节这样讲，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
So brothers and sisters, as believers, as individual Christians,We stay united when we stand firm in the Lord, in the gospel message, when we agree in the Lord, and when we rejoice in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在主里面的时候，我们是愿意是因为基督给我们那种的合一，我们要站立得稳。
And now, getting even to a more practical is, secondly, how do we guard our attitude?
我们第二点讲到是比较实在的，我们怎样保守我们的行为呢？
A very well-known verse, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says this, Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
我们在四章第六节就说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事藉着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
We go back to the Lord, to His presence, through prayer.
我们去到神的面前，我们靠住祈祷。
Worry is anxiety.
我们的担忧其实是一个挂虑。
But the only antidote to worry and anxiety is, instead of worry, is worship.
我们在这个的疑虑和在这个的忧虑里面，最好的良药就是在神面里，在神的里面。
Prayer is worshipful attitude.
我们的祈祷其实是一个敬拜的一个模式。
And when we go into the presence of God, who is the God of peace,
当我们去到神面前的时候，神是一个有平安的神。
He conquers our anxieties.
他能够战胜我们的忧虑。
These anxieties that create tension in us and among the body of believers.
这个的忧虑能够在我们弟兄姊妹里面能够产生这个的紧张或者冲突。
But Paul says, don't worry about anything.
但保罗说，你应该一无挂虑。
God's word reminds us, but it's not just don't worry about anything. He doesn't just leave it there. He says, but in everything, through prayer and petition.
他不是说只是去不去忧虑，而是要藉着去祷告祈求。
In prayer, we come into the presence of God. Petitions, we express an aspect of our need.
当我们去祈求的时候，我们又将我们心里面所需要的去告诉神。
He talks about specific concerns.
他讲到一些很特别的情况。
Brothers and sisters, God knows every single detail of your life.
神是知道在你们每一个生命当中最独特的事情。
And He is awaiting for us to come into His presence in full dependence, bringing these petitions.
他是等着我们去全心全意去依靠他，将我们所需要的去告诉他听。
And notice here, verse 6b, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving.
我们第六章也讲到，凡事藉着祷告祈求和感谢。
Let your requests be made known to God.
将你们所需要的去告诉神。
God loves you and me.
神好爱你和我。
God especially loves His children, those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
神更加是爱属祂的子民。
He loves His church.
祂都去爱祂的教会。
And he especially desires that when there is conflict or disunity, that His children come together.
祂都很希望祂的儿女，无论是有冲突，又或者是有不合一的时候，他去到他的面前。
And the only way is through the common bond that Jesus is our Lord.
我们这个唯一一个的联系，就是我们在神藉着主耶稣基督我们合一。
That He is near us.
因为他与我们同在。
That we are His image bearers.
我们是因为是有他的形象。
That His Spirit lives on the inside of us.
他的灵是住在我们的身里面。
And that we are called to guard our attitude.
我们是要是被呼召 去怎样去保守我们的行为举止。
And when you go home, read Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 through 11, that great passage there about Christ's humility and His exaltation.
当你回到去看这个腓立比书第二章五节开始的时候，会看到神那种的谦卑和他怎样的服侍我们。
And then in conclusion, I just wanted to read this verses 8 and 9.
我们想在结束的时候读第八节、第九节。
Paul says, Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any moral excellence, and if there's any praise, dwell on these things.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思想。
Do what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you.
你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Let's pray.
我们祈祷。
Heavenly Father,
主耶稣基督，
Your word teaches us that our Christian community is to be marked with unity in the gospel and joy in the Lord.
我们都是感谢你，都是让我们知道我们基督徒的社区里面是需要有你的爱和有你的合一在我们的里面。
Heavenly Father, forgive us when we take things into our own power and control, and we just mess up.
主啊，我都求你去原谅我哋，当我哋去选择用我哋嘅方法，用我哋嘅力量去控制嘅时候，我哋都系做。
And Lord God, our desire is one to return to you by the precious blood of your Son Jesus Christ and what He's done for us.
让我哋真系再一次去回转到你面前，我哋去思想你嘅儿子喺十架上面所流出嚟嘅宝血。
Through the power of His resurrection and through the Spirit, Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us.
因为复活的大能再加上圣灵的力量，
Please grant us unity.
求你都是赐给我们有这个合一，
Joy.
喜乐，
In all circumstances.
在任何的情况之下，
And a prayerful attitude.
让我们都是有一个愿意祈祷的一个态度。
And we know, Father, that you are a God of peace.
主要都是感谢你，因为你是一个赐平安的神。
And that you promise that you will guard our hearts and minds in your Son Jesus Christ.
我们是透过主耶稣基督，你会保守我们的心怀意念。
Thank you for loving us.
感谢你去爱我们。
We love you and serve you.
我哋去爱你，愿意去服侍你。
In the name of your Son Jesus Christ, we pray.
我哋奉主耶稣基督嘅圣名祈求。
Amen.